This is Feely News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Tonight, Iran launched a large scale of coordinated attack.
Iranians rallied Iranians rallied in the British embassy in Tehran. Iran launched the unprecedented attack on Israel on Saturday. This man says, I've not seen anywhere
in any country that people are happy with an attack on another country in a war, but tonight the people deprive themselves of sleep to express here and understand how important this war is to us and that we are happy about this attack on the country of Israel.
Israel military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said that the country's military, in coordination with its allies, shot down more than 200 drones in addition to missiles.
A number of Iranian missiles fell inside Israeli territory, causing minor damage to a military base with no casualties. Only one little girl has been hurt, and we hope she will be well.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has said that they were closely watching the situation in Israel, and several of the staffing were preparing for the results and reaction. Palestinian health officials and Israeli rights groups say dozens of Israeli settlers rampaged through a village in the West Bank, opening fire, setting cars on fire as well. The military said troops rushed and fired on villagers throwing stones. Palestinian health officials said one Palestinian was killed, 25 more were wounded. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese state media reports a top-ranking official has reaffirmed ties with North Korea during a meeting with the country's leader Kim Jong-un in the capital Pyongyang. The visit by Zhao Leij, who ranks third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy and heads the ceremonial parliament, comes as tensions are again on the rise as North Korea tests, fires missiles, launches to intimidate South Korea and its ally, the United States. News agency reported that Zhao told Kim at their Saturday meeting that China, the North's most important source of economic aid and diplomatic support, look forward to further developing ties, but made no mention of the political situation on the peninsula. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on Ukraine's military admitting that conditions are actually getting worse.
Ukraine warns of a significantly worsening battlefield situation. Ukraine's military chief is warning that the battlefield state in the country's east has recently significantly worsened, with warmer temperatures allowing Russian forces to launch a fresh push along several stretches of the front line. General Oleksandr Syrsky says Moscow has ramped up its assaults since President Putin extended his nearly quarter-century rule in a preordained election. According to Syrsky, Russian forces are actively attacking Ukrainian positions in three areas of the east. Eastern Donetsk region. It comes as the war in Ukraine enters its third year and a vital U.S. aid package is stuck in Congress. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
It's been more than a year since Leqembi was approved, and yet sales of the drug have lagged and treatment systems remain complicated. More than 6 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease. There's no cure, but Leqembi is found to clear a sticky brain protein called amyloid that's a key indicator of Alzheimer's. The drug maker says hospitals and health systems have needed more time than expected to set up their systems for delivering Leqembi, which requires regular infusions and imaging scans. Some health insurers have rejected coverage, and doctors expect some patients will hesitate to take Leqembi, given the subtlety of the improvement it provides and the risk of brain swelling and bleeding. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The last of 174 people stranded in cable cars above a mountain in southern Turkey were brought to safety Saturday, nearly 23 hours after one pod hit a pole and burst open, killing one person and injuring seven when they plummeted to the rocks below. The Interior Ministry announced the successful completion of the rescue operation on X Saturday afternoon. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.